food on your finger, and that was my son. So,
this morning, I was thinking to continue.
We'll just continue with the garment memories. We're going to have to be a little spontaneous this morning. We'll not do the Bhagavatam verse. Is that okay with everyone?
Že doufám, že to není příliš spontánné, že nebudeme jako mať Bhagavatam klas, že by sme pokračovali v tých spomienkách na Prabhupádu.
Because as we know, Srila Prabhupada is living Bhagavatam.
Pretože my vieme, že Srila Bhagavatam je žijúcim. Srila Prabhupada je žijúcim Bhagavatam.
So we thought this morning, and since it is Bhagavatam class, we thought we'd give a nice some nice topics this morning about Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan.
Tak toto ráno by som chcel hovoriť nejaké pekné príbehy o Srilovi Prabhupádovi vo Vrindávane.
And I had mentioned how after becoming Prabhupada's servant, 1 month later I was in Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada at Radha Damodar Temple.
A ja som sa už zmenil o tom, že keď som sa stal služobníkom Srila Prabhupádu, tak mesiac na to som sa ocitol so Srilom Prabhupádom v chráme Radha Damodar.
So Prabhupada stayed there for 1 month.
Prabhupada tam zostal mesiac.
And every day he would give nectar of devotion class.
A každý deň dával lekciu z nektáru oddanosti.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Which is of course written by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Samozrejme napísaná Šilom Rupom Goswami.
So he would give these classes right in the courtyard by Srila Rupa Goswami Samadhi.
A tieto lekcie dával priamo na tom dvorku hneď vedľa Samadhi Srila Rupa Goswamiho.
And Prabhupada was very eager to go back to Radha Damodar Temple because this was his first really big festival in Vrindavan. There were maybe 60 devotees there.
A samozrejme Prabhupada bol veľmi dychtivý ísť priamo tam do Radha Damodara chrámu, lebo toto bol jeho vlastne prvý taký veľký festival tam v Indii so západnými odanými, ktorých tam bolo okolo 60 vtedy.
And even weeks before Prabhupada arrived on the airplane, one day sitting on the airplane, Prabhupada looked and he said, when we get to Vrindavan, he said, you'll read from Nectar of Devotion, he said to me.
A dokonca už týždeň predtým, ako sme tam prišli do toho Vrindavanu, tak Srila Prabhupada mi povedal, že keď tam prídeme, tak ty budeš čítať ako z nektáru oddanosti.
He said, and sometimes I'll stop you, he said, and give some commentary.
A ja ťa niekedy preruším a budem dávať k tomu komentáre.
He says, and classes will be in English, he said, for my Western disciples.
A lekcie budú v angličtine pre mojich západných žiakov.
He said, because we're in Vrindavan, he said, but they won't be in Hindi, he said, they'll be in English for my disciples.
A on povedal proste, že nebudú v hinštine, lebo sme ako vo Vrindávane, ale budú v angličtine pre mojich žiakov.
I said, Prabhupada, he was very proud of his Western Vaishnavas.
A Prabhupada bol veľmi pyšný na svojich západných Vaishnavov.
And he wanted to show everyone in this land of Krishna, Braj, that these were Vaishnavas. They were the best Vaishnavas. Even they were in Western bodies, it made no difference. They were pure Vaishnavas.
A on chcel ukázať v tejto krajine Krishnu, v Raji, vo Vrindavane, že títo západní Vaishnavovia, hoci sú v telách západných ľudí, takže sú najlepší zo všetkých Vaishnavov, že sú čistí Vaishnavovia.
So after returning to Vrindavan after 5 years, he was making a very strong statement. These devotees were first class.
A potom, ako sa vrátil po 5 rokoch do Vrindavanu, tak veľmi silné prehlásenie vydal, že títo oddaní sú prvotriední.
Because he had done this, he had made Westerners Vaishnavas. He was subject to criticism by many devotees, by his godbrothers.
A kvôli tomu, že Prabhupada spravil zo západných ľudí Vaishnavov, tak on bol podriad, mnoho kritiky sa na ňo hrnulo od jeho duchovných bratov a iných oddaných.
Again, even a week before he arrived there, he was in the hotel room in Bangkok.
Dokonca aj týždeň predtým, ako tam prišiel, tak bol v hotelovej izbe v Bangkoku.
And I was giving Prabhupada a massage in the hotel room.
A ja som mu v tej hotelovej izbe robil masáže.
And Prabhupada was speaking to one of his disciples.
A Prabhupada sa rozprával s jedným zo svojich žiakov.
And he said, my God brothers, they criticize me.
A povedal, áno, moji duchovní bratia ma kritizujú.
Because I have allowed women into the temple.
Pretože som dovolil ženám, aby išli do chrámu.
He said, but when I went to your country, he said, I could see that men and women, they mingled together, they associated with one another.
Ale ja keď som prišiel do tvojej krajiny, tak som mohol vidieť, že ženy a muži, oni sa združujú spolu, proste sú zmiešaní.
So the men would not be in the temple unless women were there, because men were always with the women.
Takže muži by neboli v chráme, pokiaľ by tam neboli ženy, lebo oni sú naučení byť stále spolu.
He said, so I made this adjustment.
A preto povedal, ja som urobil to, takúto úpravu.
He said, and because of that, he said, we've been successful.
A vďaka tomu sme úspešní.
Prabhupada would never say, I've been successful. He would always say, we.
Prabhupada nikdy nepovedal, že ja som bol úspešný, ale vždy povedal, my.
It was also part of Prabhupada's humility. He would always say, we, like we. Me and his spiritual master, he and his disciples, he would never just take it by himself, the praise.
To bola časť jeho pokory, že on nikdy nepovedal ako ja, vždy povedal my ako žiaci, alebo proste, že to bola zásluha duchovného učiteľa.
He said, but my God brothers, he says, they criticize me because I've allowed women in the temple.
Ale povedal, moji duchovní bratia, oni ma kritizujú za to, že som dovolil ženám, aby boli v chráme.
He said, but if you go to Mayapur, he said, at all of their temples, he said, when there's a big festival, he said, who are in the temples?
Ale povedal, že keď idete do Mayapuru a je nejaký veľký festival, tak sa spýtal, kto tam je v chráme vtedy, v chrámoch?
He said, all women. He said, widows wearing white. He said, they're the only ones coming to the temples.
Všetko ženy, špeciálne vdovy, ktoré nosia biele sári.
He said, but they criticize me.
Ale oni mňa kritizujú.
So Prabhupada was thinking of these things as he was heading towards Vrindavan.
A Prabhupada premýšľal o týchto veciach ako predtým, ako prichádzal do Vrindavan.
Sorry, last night I told you, I only asked Prabhupada like 3 questions in 2 years.
A včera som vám povedal, že za tie 2 roky som sa s Prabhupadu spýtal len 3 otázky.
So this was my first question I asked him was then.
A toto bola moja prvá otázka, čo som sa spýtal.
And as I was massaging him, I said, Prabhupada, how do we know the difference between making an adjustment and changing a principle?
A som sa spýtal, Prabhupada, ako my vieme, ten rozdiel medzi tým, že urobíme len nejaké uspôsobenie a alebo že úplne zmeníme ten princíp.
Very good question.
To je veľmi dobrá otázka.
So Prabhupada just waited and then he said, that requires a little intelligence.
A Prabhupada chvíľu čakal a potom povedal, to vyžaduje trošku inteligencie.
So that was understated. That required great intelligence.
Takže to ako vyžaduje veľkú inteligenciu.
That required the vision of a pure devotee.
A vyžaduje to víziu čistého oddaného.
So based on that one adjustment, Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all around the world.
A na základe tohto jedného uspôsobenia Šrila Prabhupada rozšíril vedomie Krišnu po celom svete.
In 10 years Prabhupada took the Sankirtan movement basically from West Bengal and brought it everywhere in the world. People were chanting Hare Krishna.
Za 10 rokov Prabhupada zobral vlastne to hnutie zo západného Bengálska a rozšíril ho po celom svete a ľudia proste spievajú Hare Krishna.
So then we arrived in Vrindavan just on the very first day of Kartik.
A my sme prišli do Vrindavanu hneď na prvý deň mesiaca Kartik.
So Prabhupada had his two rooms at Radha Damodar temple.
A Prabhupada mal tie svoje dve izby v chráme Radha Damodar.
And myself and Prabhupada's entourage, we had a room there and staying at Radha Damodar.
A ja a ešte nejaký doprovod, tak my sme mali tam tiež nejakú izbu v chráme Radha Damodar.
Now the other several dozen devotees had to find places to stay in Vrindavan.
A niekoľko ďalších tuctov oddaných si muselo nájsť miesto na pobyt niekde vo Vrindávane, mimo chrámu.
It's not like when you go to Vrindavan today, there's guest houses all over, Ramanreti and so many places, ashrams to stay.
Ale nie, to vtedy nebolo tak ako dneska, keď tam idete, že sú samé proste hostelské domy ako Ramanreti a toľko ashramov, kde môžete zostať.
This is also due to Srila Prabhupada.
Toto sa tiež udialo len vďaka Šilovi Prabhupádovi.
The invasion of the Westerners.
Táto invázia západňarov.
And the Russians.
A Rusov.
In Vrindavan.
Vo Vrindavane.
Now you go to Vrindavan, there's Russian books in the stores.
A teraz, keď idete do Vrindavanu, tak v obchodoch sú rusky písané knihy.
So there was Keshigat Palace and Fogla Ashram, just a few places where the devotees had to find to stay.
A bol tam Keshigat Ashram a
Fogla
Ashram, kde pár miest, kde sa dalo ako prebývať.
So the devotees, Prabhupada's disciples, they would come to Radha Damodar temple to hear Prabhupada speak.
A týchto pár oddaných Prabhupadových žiakov, oni prichádzali do Radha Damodara chrámu, aby načúvali Šrilovi Prabhupádovi.
And the rest of the day they would just take care of their bodily necessities.
A zbytok dňa potom sa starali o svoje telesné potreby.
And that was a difficult task in Vrindavan in 1972.
A v 72. to bola ťažká úloha.
Just keeping healthy and keeping clean.
Udržať sa zdravý a čistý.
Finding something to eat and drink that didn't make you sick.
Nájsť niečo na jedenie a pitie, čo by nezapríčinilo chorobu.
And then you would get sick anyway.
A potom aj tak ste ochoreli.
Because we didn't know any better. We would go out and eat in the shops and so many things. Everyone was becoming ill.
Pretože my sme nevedeli proste, ako sa tam chovať. A my chodili sme vonku a v obchodoch sme jedli a každý proste ochorel.
So but they would come and attend Prabhupada's classes.
Ale oni chodievali na Prabhupádove lekcie.
Remember once Prabhupada told the devotees they should be very careful jumping into the Jamuna, diving into the Jamuna. A Keshigat Palace.
A raz povedal Prabhupada, že pri tom Keshigate oddaní by mali byť veľmi opatrní, keď sa chodia, keď skáču a ponárajú sa v Jamune.
So, because you might hit your head on a turtle. The big turtles, they have the big turtles that always be floating and come into water.
Pretože sú tam veľké korytnáčky, ktoré neustále plávajú vo vode.
But one day, at Radha Damodar temple, Prabhupada was in his sitting room and he saw one of his disciples. He was walking in the courtyard before the deities chanting japa.
A raz Šila Prabhupada bol v svojej izbe a videl jedného zo svojich oddaných, ako tam chodí dookola na tom dvorku a čentuje džapu.
And that shouldn't have been peculiar, but it was, because there was never any devotees at the temple there.
A nemalo by to byť ako nič zvláštne, ale ono to bolo, lebo tam ako normálne nebol žiadny oddaný v tom čase.
So Prabhupada said to me, who is this devotee?
A Prabhupada sa ma spýtal, kto je tento oddaný?
I said, I don't know Prabhupada.
A vrajím, neviem Prabhupada.
He said, get him.
Zavolaj ho sem.
So I went and said, Prabhupada wants to see you.
Tak som ho zavolal a vrajím, Prabhupada ťa chce vidieť.
So of course he was very excited.
Takže on bol veľmi ako z toho nadšený.
He was a big, tall fellow.
Bol to vysoký, dlhý chlapec.
So we went in and offered obeisances.
A tak sme vstúpili dnu, dali poklony.
And Prabhupada said, he said, where have you come from?
A Prabhupada sa spýtal, odkiaľ si?
Because devotees were always connected with the temple. We were never independent. We didn't travel here or there whimsically. It was always by the temple president, temple authority.
Pretože oddaní v tom čase oni boli vždy nejak spojení s určitým chrámom, necestovali len tak voľne, vždy boli proste pod nejakým temple prezidentom, autoritou.
And the boy said, well, he said, my godbrother and I were traveling in South India, he said, preaching and distributing books.
A on povedal, že ja, môj duchovný brat, my cestujeme po južnej Indii a kážeme a rozdávame knihy.
And Prabhupada said, and what are you doing after this festival?
A Prabhupada sa spýtala, čo plánujete robiť po festivale?
He said, well, we were planning on going to Vietnam to preach.
A on povedal, máme v pláne ísť do Vietnamu a kázať tam.
And Prabhupada became very large. He said, ača.
A Prabhupadové oči sa veľmi rozšírili. A praví, ača.
Vietnam in 1972 was like Iraq is now. It was this big war America was involved in. People were dying, bombs were being dropped.
A v tom čase 72. Vietnam bol ako v súčasnosti Irak. Amerika tam robila inváziu a proste zomierali tam ľudia, bomby tam padali a tak ďalej.
So it was a very dangerous place.
Bol to veľmi nebezpečné miesto.
So Prabhupada was very surprised and excited. He wanted to go to Vietnam to preach.
Prabhupada bol veľmi prekvapený a vzrušený z toho, že chcú ísť do Vietnamu a kázať.
So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, perhaps you should take sannyas.
A Prabhupada sa na ňu pozeral a hovorí, možno by si mal prijať sannyas.
And then the boy, he became all shocked by Prabhupada's statement.
A potom ten chlapec bol šokovaný z teraz Prabhupadového vyhlásenia.
He was 19 years old.
A mal 19 rokov vtedy.
He had been a devotee for 2 years.
A bol oddaným 2 roky.
And Prabhupada was saying you should take sannyas.
Prabhupada mu povedal, aby prijal sannyas.
So Prabhupada saw, he said, so, he said, what you should do, he said, is you go before Srila Rupa Goswami Samadhi and you chant japa.
A Prabhupada mu povedal, že čo by si mal spraviť, tak mal by si ísť pred Samadhi Srila Rupa Goswamiho a čentovať tam svoju japu.
He said, and you ask Srila Rupa Goswami what you should do.
A poprosil Rupa Goswamiho, čo by si mal robiť.
He said, then come back and tell me what he says.
Potom sa vráť a povedz mi.
So he went, he told me, and he's chanting, and his godbrother both chanting, and you know, they're waiting for Srila Rupa Goswami to tell him something.
Takže išli tam, čentovali pri samadhi aj s tým svojim duchovným bratom a čakali na Srila Rupu Goswamiho, že čo im povie.
They didn't hear any words in their ears from him.
Oni nepočuli nejaké slova od neho, ako vchádzajúce do uší.
But they tried to imagine some instruction and they went back and told Prabhupada.
Ale oni si snažili sa si predstaviť nejaké pokyny, tak a potom sa vrátili a išli k Prabhupadovi.
So then Prabhupada sent them to another devotee, he said, go to Krishnadas Kaviraj, he said, before his place and ask him a question, and every day he would send them to another samadhi to ask a question.
A potom Srila Prabhupada ich poslal k inému oddanému Krishnadas Kavirajovi, jeho samadhi, a aby sa spýtal tú otázku, a každý deň ich posielal k inému samadhi.
So every day they're chanting and praying and waiting for responses.
A každý deň tam čentovali, modlili sa a čakali nejakú odozvu.
And meditating on taking sannyas, they should take sannyas.
A meditovali na tom, že príjmu sannyas.
So then finally, they came to Prabhupada each day, and Prabhupada said, okay, he said, so you'll take sannyas.
A potom nakoniec prišli k Prabhupadovi a proste ako súhlasil a Prabhupada vraví, okay, tak príjmite sannyas.
So Prabhupada said, we will have the sannyas initiation on Rasa Yatra evening The full moon night of Asalila.
A Prabhupada povedal, že budeme mať tu to zasvetenie sanyasinské na pri Rasa Yatre, to je keď je plný mesiac a Krishna prevádza svoje zábavy.
In the courtyard of Srila Rupa Goswami's samadhi, right in the courtyard, he said, we'll have fire sacrifice.
A na tom dvorku, kde je samadhi Srila Rupa Goswamiho, tak priamo tam budeme mať ohňovú obeť.
So he said to him, so you tell my secretary Shyama Sundar to bring you to Lohi Bazaar.
A on potom povedal, odveď ich k môjmu sekretárovi Shyama Sundarovi, aby ich zobral na Lohi Bazaar.
So he can buy you new cloth and bamboo sticks for your danda.
A aby im kúpili proste nové oblečenia a bambusovú palicu na dandu.
Yes. He was very excited.
Tak ja som ako povedal áno a on bol veľmi ako z toho nadšený.
So he went and he found Shyama Sundar and he said, Shyama Sundar, he said, you have to take us to Lohi Bazaar. He said, Prabhupada said, you have to buy us cloth and bamboo.
Tak sme išli za Shyama Sundarom a povedal som, že ako máži s nimi na Lohi Bazaar a kúpiť im nové veci a bambusovú.
He said, Prabhupada's giving us sannyas.
A oni to hovorili, a hovorili, že ako Prabhupada nám ide dať sannyas.
Shyama Sundar looked at him and he laughed. He said, you're not getting sannyas.
A Prabhupada, Shyama Sundar sa na neho pozeral a začal sa smiať a vraví, ty nejdeš dostať sannyas.
So Prabhupada didn't say anything to me. He was Prabhupada's secretary. He said, Prabhupada didn't tell me.
A Prabhupada mi nič nepovedal. On bol v tom čase jeho sekretár, hej, tak.
He said, "No, we're getting sannyas." Prabhupada said, "I should come to you."
A on vraví, že nie, nie. Prabhupada mi povedal, že idem dostať sannyas a poslal ma za tebou.
So Shyama Sundar actually went back to Prabhupada to make sure that this boy wasn't crazy.
A Shyama Sundar, on išiel za Prabhupadom sa uistiť, že či tento chlapec sa nezbláznil náhodou.
He didn't even know who this person was.
Pretože on ani nevedel dokonca, že to nie.
So Prabhupada confirmed it.
A Prabhupada to potvrdil.
So then the other devotees were finding out that these two boys were taking sannyas.
A potom tí ostatní oddaní ako zistili, že títo dva chlapci idú prijať sannyas.
Some of the devotees getting sannyas had been devotees for 5 years, 4 years, 6 years.
Takže niektorí oddaní, čo dostávali sannyas, tak už boli oddanými 5, 4, 6 rokov.
They were veteran devotees.
A oni boli
older devotees. 5 years, 6 years they were devotees.
To už boli ako starší oddaní.
So here was this boy no one knew. He was from Portland, Oregon.
A toto bol chlapec, ktorého nikto nepoznal z Portlandu, z Oregonu.
He was 19 years old.
A mal 19 rokov.
Prabhupada was giving him sannyas, so they were upset.
A Prabhupada mu išiel dať sannyas, tak oni boli z toho rozrušení.
One of them said, they don't even know any slokas. Can't even chant Sanskrit slokas.
A jeden povedal, že on nevie dokonca ani žiadne verše, nedokáže spievať sanskritské verše.
What have they done? They haven't done anything. Why are they getting sannyas?
Čo oni urobili, veď oni ešte nič neurobili, prečo idú dostať sannyas?
But Prabhupada had made his decision and that was it.
Ale Prabhupada sa tak rozhodol a bolo.
So they had this nice big fire sacrifice that night and full moon over Srila Rupa Goswami's samadhi and Prabhupada gave sannyas maybe to like 6 devotees that night.
A tedy mali krásnu ohňovú obeť tam na tom dvorku, kde samadhi Rupa Goswamiho a bol krásny večer, plný mesiac. A Prabhupada dal asi 6 oddaným vtedy sannyas.
So this was another very big event taking place in Vrindavan.
A toto bola ďalšia veľká vec, čo sa diala proste vo Vrindavane.
Prabhupada was giving sannyasi to his disciples in Vrindavan in front of everyone in Vrindavan. His American disciples were getting sannyas.
Prabhupada dával tam sannyas svojim americkým žiakom pred očami všetkých.
And it was a very beautiful ceremony.
A bola to prekrásna ceremonia.
And Prabhupada said that Srila Rupa Goswami personally came and attended.
A Prabhupada povedal, že Srila Rupa Goswami tam osobne prišiel a zúčastnil sa.
And that Narada Muni, he was also there. Narada Muni, Prabhupada would say, he came to many festivals.
A Narada Muni tiež tam prišiel. Prabhupada dosť často hovoril, že Narada Muni prišiel na mnohé tie festivály.
So it was a very auspicious event.
Takže to bola veľmi priaznivá udalosť.
Prabhupada would say, right, so many times that the demigods, they were lining up, he said, to take birth in this movement. Mm.
A Prabhupada často povedal, že polobohovia, oni sa snažia, stoja v rade, aby sa mohli nejak zrodiť v tom, do tohto hnutia.
So when Prabhupada said these things, we just accepted.
A Prabhupada povedal tieto veci, tak my sme to jednoducho prijali.
So she has a picture to show of the two boys. Two boys that Prabhupada gave sannyas to were Paramahamsa Swami. You can pass it around.
Takže tí dvaja, tu sú tí dvaja, ktorým Prabhupada dal sannyas.
So that's a picture of Paramahamsa Swami.
Yes. Tu je obrázok Paramahamsa Swamiho.
He took sannyas that day.
A on tiež ten istý deň dostal sannyas.
And his godbrother was Parabhajakacharya.
A jeho duchovný brat bol
Parabhajakacharya.
Parabhajakacharya.
One of the stages of sannyas of Paramahamsa Parabhajakacharya. Yes. So they were the two that took sannyas.
Takže toto boli tí dvaja, ktorí dostali sannyas.
So everyone always asked me, did they go to Vietnam?
A potom sa ma pýtali, akože idú do
Vietnamu. After the festival, what happened to them?
Takže čo sa stalo s nimi po tom festivale?
But they couldn't get visas for Vietnam because there was a war going on, so they couldn't get into the country.
Ale nešli tam nakoniec do toho Vietnamu, lebo nemohli získať víza, lebo tam bola vojna.
But they did. They went through Iran, Afghanistan. They went by land. They had no money. They were sannyasis, simple sannyasis, and they went through land through Afghanistan, and they wound up in Iran.
Ale čo oni urobili, tak oni nemali žiadne peniaze, boli sannyasi, tak išli len tak ako pešky vlastne po zemi do Afganistanu a potom do Iránu.
And His godbrother, our godbrother, Parabhajakacharya, he became a yoga instructor to the Shah of Iran's daughter.
A ten Parivrajakacharya, ten duchovný brat, tak on sa v Iráne stal inštruktorom jogi dcery šacha Iránu.
So, I didn't see Paramahamsa Swami for 2 years until 1974.
A ja som nevidel Paramahamsu Swamiho 2 roky až do roku 74.
And at that time I was traveling with Prabhupada and we went to Juhu.
A v tom čase som cestoval s Prabhupadom a išli sme do Juhu.
And now this sannyasi, he became Prabhupada's secretary.
A teraz tento sannyasi sa stal jeho sekretárom.
So now we became in the same entourage. We traveled with Prabhupada together for a year.
Takže sme sa stali ako spolu tým, hej, a cestovali sme spoločne s Prabhupadom
For a year.
For a rok.
And we had wonderful times together.
A mali sme, zažívali sme spolu úžasné časy.
He was a lot like me, Paramahamsa Swami.
On sa dosť na mňa podobal, Paramahamsa Swami. Ako.
So when he became Prabhupada's secretary,
keď sa stal Prabhupadovým sekretárom,
you know, Prabhupada, he would ring his bell and then I would go in the room. Always the servant would go in and say, yes, Prabhupada, what do you want?
Prabhupada zvykol zvoniť na ten zvonček a vtedy som behol do jeho izby a to vždy tak bolo, že služobník prišiel, behol a spýtal sa, áno, Prabhupada, čo chcete?
So many times Prabhupada would say, get Shamasundar, get Brahmananda. Whoever his secretary was, get Brahmananda. So now he was saying, get Paramahamsa.
tak vždy častokrát mi hovoril proste, že prinies mi Shyama Sundaru alebo Brahmanandu. A teraz on, aby som mu zavolal toho sprostenie, ktorého sekretára, a teraz mi hovoril, priveď mi Paramahansu.
So now he was just his secretary. This was his first day, second day. So he would go into the room and he would do a dandabat in front of Prabhupada and he would say his pranams.
Takže teraz bol jeho sekretárom a on proste išiel do jeho izby a dal tam poklony dandu a hovoril pranamu.
And then he would start chanting different mantras, Sanskrit mantras in praise of the spiritual master.
A potom začal čentovať rôzne sanskritské mantry, ktorými oceňoval duchovného učiteľa.
So now he had learned his Sanskrit mantras. He was chanting slokas before Prabhupada.
Takže už sa naučil tie sanskritské mantry a čentoval tam proste verše pred Prabhupadom.
So every time Prabhupada would call him, he would do a dandabhas and he would chant slokas.
Takže vždy, keď ho Prabhupada zavolal, tak on dal dandu a čentoval tie šloky.
Prabhupada would sit behind the desk and he would look at him.
A Prabhupada sedel za svojím stolíkom a díval sa na neho.
Big body lying there on the floor.
Veľké telo tam ležalo na podlahe.
So by the third day, Prabhupada sitting and he's looking.
A na tretí deň sa Prabhupada na neho díval a sedel a díval.
He said, get up!
A vraví, staň!
He said, how are we going to get any work done, you lying on the floor?
Ako sa môžeme nejak rozprávať, keď tu stále ležíš na podlahe?
So we have work to do. He said, get up.
Ježe, ako môžeme niečo urobiť, keď proste tu musíme niečo robiť, tak staň.
So then he would just offer obeisances from that time on.
Takže odtedy už dával len proste poklony
normálne. But he was so happy to be with Srila Prabhupada.
On bol tak šťastný, že môže byť so Srilom Prabhupádom.
So we have many funny times together.
A my sme mali mnoho veľmi srandovných zážitkov.
So I said the thing I like most about Srila Prabhupada was seeing him laugh.
A už som povedal, že vec, ktorú som mal najradšej na Srilovi Prabhupádovi bola, keď som ho mohol vidieť, ako sa smeje.
So Paramahamsa, he was also like that.
A Paramahamsa bol dosť podobný.
What time do we go till this morning?
Dokedy môžeme tak?
Do
3. Do pol.
Do 9.
Do 9. Aby sme stihli čento.
It's going to take just
one more hour. Up to
one more hour.
Up to 9 o'clock.
Up to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't mind it.
Okay. Now we can. If everyone's okay, so then we can tell a few of these stories about Paramahamsa. We'll talk about some. So when at that time. With Prabhupada was myself, Paramahamsa and Nitai. He was the Sanskrit editor.
A v tom čase sme tam boli Prabhupada, Paramahamsa, ja a Nitai. On bol sanskritský editor.
So this was very different. When I first was with Prabhupada, I was with Prajumna and Shyama Sundar.
A toto bolo dosť také iné, lebo zo začiatku, keď som bol, tak som bol s Prajumnom a Shyama Sundarom.
And they were both like 10 years older than me.
A oni boli obidvaja tak 10 rokov do mňa starší.
And they became devotees in 1967.
A oni už boli oddaní od 67. roku.
So I was just this young 20-year-old boy became a devotee 1 year before.
A ja som bol len 20-ročný mladý oddaný, ktorý 20-ročný, ktorý sa stal oddaným rok predtým.
But now it was myself, Paramahamsa and Nitai, we were all about the same age and came around the same time, 1971.
Ale v tomto čase sme tam boli Paramahamsa, ja a Nitai zhruba v rovnakom veku. Mali sme okolo 22 rokov, 21-22 a prišli sme zhruba v tom istom čase do hnutia, rok predtým.
So when Srila Prabhupada stayed in Juhu, of course, one devotee, Mataji Palika, she was cooking his lunch.
A keď Srila Prabhupada tam bol vtedy v Juhu, tak jedna oddaná Mataji Lalika, ona pre ňoho varila. Palika.
So, I had that period of time after massage where Prabhupada would take lunch and then he would take a nap.
Takže tam bola tá časová ako rezerva, alebo Prabhupada on prijímal obed, potom first massage, then lunch.
Prabhupada would have massage, Prabhupada would take lunch and then he would take nap. So I had some free time.
Takže Prabhupada on zvykol prijímať obed, potom masáž, potom obed a potom si zvykol odpočinúť a ja som tam mal určitý priestor pre voľný čas.
So we were all American boys, so we decided we would go to the beach.
Takže my sme boli všetko americkí chlapci, tak sme sa rozhodli, že ideme na pláž.
Juhu Beach was right there, just one block away, you could be on Juhu Beach.
A Juhu pláž tam bola proste o jeden blok ďalej len.
So we would go to the beach and we would lie down on our gumches in the sun.
A my sme išli na pláž a sme si lahli v našich gamčách.
And then we would go run into the ocean and splash around and lay down in the sun again.
A behali sme proste tam do oceánu a hrali sa tam a potom zase sme si na slnku lahli.
And all the Indians would look at us like we were crazy.
A všetci Indovia sa na nás pozerali, ako keď sme boli šibnutí.
So we did this for several days.
A my sme to takto niekoľko dní robili.
Nitai said, I'm not getting my work done. He said, I can't do this anymore.
A Nitai potom povedal, že ja už toto nemôžem v tom pokračovať, lebo nič nerobím a nestíham si robiť svoju prácu.
So then Paramahamsa and I, now we were going, just us two.
Tak potom už sme len my dvaja chodili, ja Paramahamsa.
So then after a few more days, Paramahamsa said, I have a stack of letters, he said, I have to type for Srila Prabhupada. He said, I can't do this anymore.
A po niekoľkých dňoch Paramahamsa povedal, ja už mám celú kopu listov tam nahromade a musím proste odpísať, hej, a musím si robiť službu, už nemôžem chodiť s tebou.
So I kept going by myself, I'm still going to go by myself.
Takže ja som potom sám ako pokračoval tam chodiť a ešte stále chodím.
So I'm going for a few more days.
Tak ešte niekoľko ďalších dní som chodil tam.
So then one day I come back up in the Prabhupada's quarters.
Jedného dňa som sa vrátil a išiel som do Prabhupadových komnát.
And as soon as I get upstairs, Paramahamsa, he's there.
A hneď ako som tam išiel hore už, tak bol tam Paramahamsa.
Said, oh, Shruta, he said, Prabhupada wants to see and he's really mad.
A vraví mu, Prabhupada sa chce vidieť a je ako fakt, ako nahnevaný.
He said, he wanted to know where you were, so I had to tell him you were going to the beach by yourself.
A on chcel vedieť, že kde si, a ja som mu musel teda povedať, že išiel si sám na pláž.
So he was very happy.
A on bol veľmi šťastný.
We were always happy when Prabhupada was yelling at somebody else.
Takže Brahmananda bol, Paramahamsa bol
vozený. Paramahamsa was happy that Prabhupada was mad at me.
Takže, lebo my sme boli vždy šťastní, keď Prabhupada išiel kárať niekoho iného.
This is what brothers are like. You know, your brother's getting yelled at, you're happy.
To je to, ako fungujú bratia, hej, keď tvoj brat dostáva klap, tak si happy.
He kept saying, you better go in, he's really mad.
A hovorí, že choď rýchlo dnuka, lebo on fakt šalie už.
So I was all afraid. So I went in the Prabhupada's room.
Tak ja som mal strach a pošiel som do Prabhupadovej izby.
So this was right after his nap, he rang his bell and I wasn't there.
A bolo to hneď po jeho krátkom odpočinku. On zazvonil na zvonec a ja som tam nebol.
Prabhupada always knew when I wasn't there.
A Prabhupada vždy vedel, keď som tam nebol.
We'll tell that next.
To vám poviem ešte o tom.
So I went in, I offered obeisances.
Takže som vstúpil, dal som poklony.
Well, Prabhupada was sitting on his cushion and I sat right beside him just like he was right there.
A Prabhupada sedel na svojej podložke a ja som bol úplne tak ako blízko tiež potom pri ňom.
I said, Prabhupada, you wanted to see me?
A som sa spýtal, Prabhupada, vy ste ma chcel vidieť?
Looked at me. No.
Prabhupada sa na mňa pozeral, vraví, nie.
I said, you didn't want to see me?
A ja som sa spýtal, ste ma nechcel vidieť?
I said, no.
A vraví, nie.
I said, Paramahamsa told me that you asked for me.
A Paramahamsa mi povedal, že ste sa pýtal na mňa.
Prabhupada looking, he said, no.
Prabhupada sa pozera na mňa, vraví, že nie.
So I said, Paramahamsa said, you're mad at me because I was going to the beach by myself.
A ja som potom povedal, Paramahamsa mi povedal, že vy sa na mňa veľmi ako hneváte, lebo som chodil sám na tú pláž.
He said, oh, you're going to the beach?
A vraví, a ty chodíš na pláž?
I said, yes, Prabhupada.
A ja vraví, áno, Prabhupada.
And I said, we were all going together. We would swim while you were taking lunch.
A ja som povedal, my sme všetci chodili ako spolu a plávali za v tom čase, keď ako obeda.
And I said, and then they had to stop going. I said, but I kept going.
A ja som povedal, že oni potom už prestali chodiť, ale že ja v tom ešte pokračujem.
He said, oh, you're swimming.
A on povedal, a že ty chodíš ako plávať?
I said, yes, Prabhupada.
A vrajím, áno, Prabhupada.
He said, oh, swimming is a Vaishnava activity.
A vrajím, plávanie je vaishnavská činnosť.
I said, so it's okay?
A ja som sa spýtal, tak je to ako v poriadku?
He said, yes, it's okay.
A Prabhupada vraví, áno, je to v poriadku.
So thank you, Prabhupada.
Ďakujem, Prabhupada.
So I offered obeisances.
Tak som dal poklony.
And I went back outside right to Paramahamsa.
A vyšiel som vonku rovno za Paramahamsa.
I said, Prabhupada said it was okay.
A som povedal, Prabhupada mi povedal, že to je v poriadku.
And then I never went to the beach again.
Ale potom som už nikdy opäť nešiel na pláž.
So you never knew what Prabhupada was going to do. He never knew what he would do or what he would say. We never knew what Prabhupada was going to
takže
say.
Takže my sme nikdy nevedeli vlastne, čo Prabhupada ako zareaguje, čo povie.
I was saying, when, again, I was with him for a long time.
A ja už som vravil, ja som bol s ním už dlhú dobu.
Well, in New Dwarka Temple in Los Angeles, I had many God brothers I was friendly with.
V Novej Dvarake v Los Angeles ja som mal mnoho duchovných bratov, s ktorými som mal priateľský vzťah.
And they would always tell me, come to Mangalartik, it's incredible.
A oni mi vždy hovorili, príď na Mangala, to je úžasné.
Kirtans were wonderful, the deities are beautiful. Beautiful.
Kirtany boli úžasné, prekrásne božstva.
So they say, come, we can hang out together, chant together.
Tak ma volali, prídi, môžeme proste tam spolu byť, čentovať spolu.
I never went to Mangalartik. I was Prabhupada's servant. I just sat in my room, waited for Prabhupada to ring his bell.
A ja som nikdy nešiel na Mangalarati, lebo ja som o Prabhupádov služobník a ja som len sedel v izbe a čakal na Prabhupádov zvonček.
So they kept saying, well, you know, does Prabhupada need you at that time?
A oni proste ma ďalej nahovárali a pýtali sa, Prabhupáda ťa potrebuje v tom čase?
I said, no, usually I don't do anything until the morning walk.
A on hovorí, že väčšinou nie, že ako zvyčajne nerobím nič až do ranej prechádzky.
So kept saying, come on, come on.
Tak on im proste, tak poď, príď.
I said, okay, tomorrow morning I'll go to Mangalarti.
Tak som súhlasil, že zajtra ráno prídem na Mangala.
So in those days, temple 1973 in Los Angeles, Prabhupada's there, there's hundreds of devotees there, there's a nice, beautiful temple.
A v tom čase to bolo v 72. Tak bol chrám a Prabhupada tam bol v centre všetkého a bolo tam stovky oddaných a krásny chrám.
So many excellent kirtan leaders.
A mnoho excelentných kirtanových lídrov.
So I'm Mangalartik, I'm chanting and dancing.
Tak ja som bol na Mangala, čentoval som a tancoval.
And Prajumna taps me on the shoulder.
A Prabhupada mi poklepil.
Prajumna.
Čo som povedal?
Prabhupada.
Pradyumna mi klepe na plece.
He said, you better come upstairs now, Prabhupada wants to see you.
A vraví mi, lepšie bude dobre, keď pôjdeš okamžite proste hore, Prabhupada ťa chce vidieť.
Oh no.
A ja, nie.
So I ran upstairs and in Prabhupada's room and offered obeisances.
Tak som bežal hore a v Prabhupadovej izbe som dal poklony.
As soon as I sat up, Prabhupada yelled.
A okamžite, ako som sa posadil, tak Prabhupada ma začal kárať.
He said, I've been ringing this bell for hours.
A vraví, ja som zvonil týmto zvoncom hodiny.
He said, where were you?
Kde si bol?
I said, oh, Prabhupada, I said, I was at Mangalartik.
A som povedal, Prabhupada, bol som na Mangala.
He said, what are you doing at Mangalartik?
A čo si robil ako na Mangalárati.
He said, your job is to be in your room 24 hours a day in case I need you.
A povedal, tvoja úloha je byť v tvojej izbe 24 hodín denne a čakať, kedy ťa budem potrebovať.
He said, you have no business going to Mangalárati.
Ty tam nemáš žiaden biznis ako na Mangala.
He said, yes, Prabhupada.
A ja som povedal, áno, Prabhupada.
He said, okay, go ahead.
A on vraví, tak odiť.
So the only reason he rang his bell is because I wasn't there.
A jediná príčina, prečo on zvonil na zvon, bola, že som tam nebol.
He didn't want anything. He just wanted me to tell me that I have to be in my room.
On nechcel odo mňa nič, len mi chcel povedať, že musím čakať v tej svojej izbe.
So I always say I was in Maya because I went to Mangalarti.
Takže bol som v Maji, lebo som išiel na Mangala.
So the whole rest of the society were in Maya when they didn't go to Mangalarti.
Takže celý zvyšok spoločnosti boli v Maji, keď nešli na Mangala.
But that was my service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to wait.
Ale to bola moja služba 24 hodín denne čakať proste na ten zvonec.
But Prabhupada always knew what I was doing.
Ale Prabhupada on vždy vedel, že čo som robil.
So I was, at the time I was 22 years old.
A v tom čase som mal 22 rokov.
And for 2.5 years that was my job, to sit in that room, wait for Prabhupada ring his bell.
A 24 hodín denne som mal 2 roky, proste moja úloha bola sedieť v izbe celý deň a čakať na Prabhupádov zvonček.
There was another, I was with Prabhupada for about 8 months.
A bola ďalšia záležitosť, to bolo, keď som bol asi 8 mesiacom s Prabhupádom.
And I said, when I became Prabhupada, so no one ever took naps in this kind in those days. There was no such thing as taking a nap.
A vtedy, v tom čase v Iskone, to nikto si nedával ako cez deň, nelahínal ten poobedňajší odpočinok, to neexistovalo.
But now after being with Prabhupada, traveling around the world in all these different hours and things, when Prabhupada would take a nap in the afternoon, I'd start taking a nap.
Ale potom, ako som tak cestoval už s Prabhupádom a tie všetky veci sa diali, tak ja som začal si myslieť, že keď Prabhupáda ako chodí na ten poobedňajší odpočinok, tak ja tiež začnem, tak som to začal robiť.
So one afternoon in New Dvorka I hear the bell ringing.
A jedno popoludne v Dvarake novej, tak som počul zvonec.
I don't know how long it was ringing.
A neviem, ako dlho zvonil.
Because I was asleep. I was just completely in a mode of ignorance, sleeping soundly.
Pretože ja som proste bol ospalý, som spála, nahlasne som spála, bol som úplne v kvalite nevedomosti.
So I woke up and I ran in the Prabhupada, I walked in the Prabhupada's room.
A tak som sa zobudil a išiel som rovno proste do Prabhupádovej izby.
And I offered obeisances and I took a real long time because I was exercising my eyes trying to open them up.
A tak som dal poklony a zabralo mi to veľa času, lebo som si precvičoval oči, aby som ich mal otvorené.
Because I didn't want Prabhupada to know I was sleeping.
Pretože som nechcel, aby Prabhupada si všimol, že som spal.
Yeah, he always knew everything.
Ale on vždy vedel všetko.
So finally I looked up at Prabhupada.
Takže nakoniec som sa pozrel na Prabhupada.
And he looked right at me.
A on sa pozrel rovno na mňa.
He said, why aren't you chanting your rounds?
A on povedal, že
why aren't you chanting your rounds?
Prečo nechantuješ svoje kola?
I was shocked, because I wasn't chanting my rounds. I wasn't getting my rounds done.
A ja som bol šokovaný, pretože ja som ako nečentoval svoje kola, nemal som ich ešte hotové.
So he asked me, so I had no idea what to say to him.
A ja som proste bol, nevedel, čo mám povedať.
So I just, I finally said, Prabhupada, I said, I'm just sitting in my room all day and I don't have enough to do.
A ja som mu povedal, že ja, Prabhupada, ja ako celý deň sedím v izbe a nemám proste čo na práci.
So that was my excuse for not getting rounds done, is that I had too much time.
Takže to bola moja výhovorka, že prečo nemám ešte svoje kola hotové, tak tá výhovorka bola, že mám príliš veľa času.
And I said, Prabhupada, I said, it's very difficult sitting in the room all day.
A vravím, Prabhupada, to je veľmi ťažké celý deň sedieť v izbe.
And Prabhupada looked at me. He said, why is it difficult?
A Prabhupada sa na mňa pozeral, aj prečo je to ťažké.
So what is the difficulty?
A vraví, kde je problém?
He said, I'm sitting in this room all day.
A vraví, ja sedím v tejto izbe celý deň.
He said, and you're sitting in that room all day.
A ty sedíš v tej vedľajšej izbe celý deň.
He said, and every morning we go outside on a morning walk.
A každé ráno chodíme spolu na ranú prechádzku.
He said, then we come back in and we sit in the room.
A potom sa vrátime a sedíme v izbe.
He said, so why is it so difficult?
Tak prečo je to také ťažké?
I looked at him, I said, Prabhupada, I said, you're Haridas Thakur.
A ja som sa pozrel, vrajím, ako Prabhupada, vy ste Haridas Thakur.
I said, I find it very difficult to sit in the room all day and chant. And I find it difficult
Prabhupada, vy ste Haridas Thakur, ale pre mňa je to veľmi ťažké proste sedieť celý deň v izbe a čentovať.
And Prabhupada looked at me and said, so what are we going to do?
A Prabhupada sa na mňa pozeral, vraví, no a tak čo ideme s tým robiť teda?
I don't know, Prabhupada.
Neviem, Prabhupada.
He said, call Karandar. Karandar, he was the GBC in Los Angeles, and he was at that time he was considered the greatest disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
On bol GBC v Los Angeles a v tom čase bol považovaný za toho najväčšieho žiaka Srila Prabhupada.
One day Prabhupada was walking into his garden and he went down two steps. They were just concrete steps. Prabhupada walked down and he said, these steps, Karandar built these steps.
A jedného dňa Prabhupada išiel do tej svojej záhradky tam a kráčal po tých dvoch schodoch, ktoré boli z betónu, a Prabhupada povedal, ako tieto dva schody tie urobil Karandar.
He said, Karandar, he can do anything.
A povedal proste, že Karandar, ten dokáže urobiť všetko.
So he had a lot of faith in Karandar.
Tak mal mnoho viery v neho.
So I went outside and found Karandar and we came up together.
Tak som išiel von, našiel som ho a vrátili sme sa spolu.
One of the things why we consider Karandar was so Krishna conscious because he was very serious.
A jedna veci, prečo sme si mysleli, že Karandar je tak veľmi vedomý si Krišnu, že on bol veľmi vážny.
He never smiled.
On sa nikdy
never smiled.
Nikdy sa neusmial.
So we thought that meant he was very grave. He was Krishna conscious because he never smiled.
Tak my sme si teda mysleli, že proste to, že je taký vážny, takže to znamená, že veľmi si vedomý Krišnu.
So we went in, we offered obeisances.
Tak sme vstúpili dnu, dali sme poklony.
And as soon as we sat up, Karandar said, yes, Prabhupada.
A ako náhle sme sa posadili, tak Karandar sa pýtal, áno, Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada said, Shruti Kirti, he's having difficulty chanting his rounds.
A Prabhupada vraví, Shruti Kirti má problémy s čentovaním svojich kvôl.
He said, and he says he doesn't have enough service.
A on hovorí, že nemá dostatok služby.
He said, so what are we going to do?
Tak čo ideme s tým robiť?
And Karandar thinking.
Karandar premýšľal vážne.
And Prabhupada said, I have an idea.
Prabhupada vraví, ja mám jeden nápad.
And I'm like, yes, Prabhupada.
A že áno, Prabhupada.
He said, every morning I'm translating Srimad Bhagavatam. Here at this desk.
Každé ráno tu prekladám Srimad Bhagavatam pri tomto stolíku.
He said on the dictaphone machine.
No, hovorím to do tej diktafónu.
He said to Karandar, can you get another dictaphone machine?
A spýtal sa Karandaru, môžeš získať ešte jeden diktafón?
Karandar said, yes, Prabhupada.
A on, áno, Prabhupada.
He said, so you get a dictaphone machine.
Takže zožeň diktafon.
He said, and put it on my desk in the other room.
A polož ho na môj stolik v tej vedľajšej izbe.
Prabhupada had two sitting rooms in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada mal dve také ako obývačky v Los Angeles.
The other room he never used.
A tie ostatné on nepoužíval tú ďalšiu.
So he said, you put the dictaphone machine on my desk in that room.
A povedal, polož ten diktafon na ten stolik v tej vedľajšej izbe.
He said, so I'll translate Srimad Bhagavatam here.
A povedal, ja prekladám Srimad Bhagavatam tu.
He said, and I'll begin translating Chaitanya Charitamrita on the other dictaphone machine.
A začnem prekladať Chaitanya Charitamritu na tej na tom druhom diktafóne, do toho druhého diktafónu.
And he looked at me, he said, you can type.
A on sa pozrel na mňa a vraví, dokážeš písať na stroji?
I said, yes, Prabhupada.
A vravím, áno, Prabhupada.
He said, so every morning you come and you take that tape, he said, and you do the transcription.
A on vraví, že každé ráno tam prídeš, zoberieš ten tú pásku a budeš robiť prepis.
He said, is that all right?
A vraví, je to v poriadku?
I said, yes, Prabhupada.
A vravím, áno, Prabhupada.
He said, so now you'll have more service.
A vraví, no tak teraz máš viac služby.
He said, and you'll get your rounds done.
Tak už si očentuješ aj svoje kola teda.
So he looked at it, says, is that okay?
A vraví, je to v poriadku?
He said, yes, Prabhupada.
A vravím, áno, Prabhupada.
So Kurunder could do anything. Got the dictaphone machine. An hour later, I set it all up in Prabhupada's room.
A Kurunder okamžite všetko zariadil, za hodinu už bol diktafón a ja som to všetko tam nachystal.
So the next morning I went in there 5:00 in the morning and Prabhupada has one tape Srimad Bhagavatam and the dictaphone machine for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada started Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A takže ďalšie ráno som tam prišiel o 5:00 hodine a Prabhupada tam mal proste jeden diktafón na Srimad Bhagavatam a ten druhý na Chaitanya Charitamritu a on s ňou začal vtedy.
So I went out on a morning walk with Prabhupada that morning.
Tak som išiel na ranú prechádzku s ním.
Chanting Japa.
Som čentoval Japu.
I was all happy.
A bol som šťastný.
So in the morning I had the typewriter and put on headphones and I'm transcribing Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A potom som si zobral tie sluchátka do uší a stroj písací a začal som to prepisovať Chaitanya Charitamritu.
So the next morning I went and there was no tape in it.
A ďalšie ráno som tam prišiel a nebola tam páska.
And the next morning and there was no tape in it.
A zase ďalšie ráno tam nebola páska.
But I was chanting my rounds every day.
Ale aj tak som čentoval každý deň moje kola.
And gradually Prabhupada continued with Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A postupne Prabhupada pokračoval s Chaitanya Charitamritou.
And just because he showed so much care about me, I was fine.
A len za to, že mi preukázal toľkú starostlivosť, tak ja som bol v poriadku.
So this is how Prabhupada was.
Tak toto je, aký bol Prabhupada.
He would take care of each and every one of us.
On sa staral o každého z nás.
And he started Chaitanya Charitamrita because I wasn't chanting Japa.
That's good.
That was good for all.
On začal s Chaitanya Charitamritou preto, lebo som len
the
preto,
whole
lebo
world
som,
benefited.
Lebo som ja nečentoval svoje kola. Celý problém, celý svet má z toho prospech.
But he expected that we could do these things.
Ale on očakával, že tieto veci sa ako môžu stať.
It was so funny when he said I'm sitting in my room and you're sitting in your room.
To bolo také srandovné, keď hovorí, ja sedím v mojej izbe a ty sedíš v svojej.
But this was our difficulty. We have to have so many things. Prabhupada's given us so many things because we can't just sit and chant all day.
A toto bol náš problém, preto Prabhupada nám dal toľko veľa iných vecí, lebo my sme jednoducho neboli schopní sedieť a celý deň čentovať.
Prabhupada also gave you another instruction on chanting as a householder.
Prabhupada ti dal ešte aj ďalší pokyn ohľadne čentovania, keď už si bol už ako hospodár.
In New Dwarka, Prabhupada, it was very nice in New Dwarka. It was like this. Prabhupada, this was like a sitting room and then there was a servant's room and Prabhupada's bathroom.
A v Novej Dvarake to bolo pekné miesto, bolo to podobné ako túto, to bola ako obývačka a vedľa bola kúpeľňa a boli tam miesta pre miesto pre služobníka.
So Prabhupada would sometimes walk out of his room and walk up and down the hallway. He would look in my room, the servants' quarters, to see what I was doing.
A Prabhupada niekedy sa jednoducho len tak prechádzal po celom tom priestore a pozeral sa do mojej izby, že čo robí.
He would walk like with his hand behind his back. You see videos of Prabhupada chanting japa.
A on mal tú ľavú ruku za chrbtom a takto si držal. Na videu sme to videli, aj ako čentoval japu.
So he'd stop and he looked at me.
A on sa zastavil, pozrel na mňa.
And he said, even as a householder, he said, it's very easy to chant with 16 rounds.
A on povedal, že dokonca aj keď si hospodár, tak je to veľmi ako ľahké čentovať tých tvojich 16 kôl.
He said, when I was a householder, he said, I would chant 4 rounds early in the morning.
A hovorí, že keď som ja bol hospodár, tak som čentoval 4 ráno.
He said, then 4 rounds before each meal.
A potom 4 kola pred každým jedlom.
He said, and in this way you get your 16 rounds finished.
A týmto spôsobom ukončíš svojich 16.
He said, and if you don't chant your 4 rounds, you can't eat that meal.
A povedal, ak neočentuješ tie svoje 4 kola, tak nemôžeš jesť.
Then he laughed. He said, that way you'll get your 16 rounds. Because you don't want to miss any meals.
A potom sa začal smiať a vraví, takto dokončí svojich 16, lebo nebudeš chcieť premeškať žiadne jedlo.
He said, it's very simple.
A vraví, je to veľmi jednoduché.
He said, and if you're tired, he said, you walk around and chant like this. He was walking around.
A vraví, a keď si unavený, tak jednoducho sa prechádzaj dookola a chantuj.
He said, and if you're in anxiety, he said, you chant very loud on your beads.
A keď si v úzkosti, tak chantuj svoje kola veľmi hlasno.
So he just gave us just very practical ways we can get our rounds done.
A on nám dal proste praktické návody na to, ako môžeme dokončiť svoje, urobiť svoje kola.
So, you were talking about Paramahamsa.
We were talking about Paramahamsa.
My sa rozprávali sme o Paramahamsovi.
So we had so much fun together.
My sme mali toľko, zažili toľko srandy spolu.
And traveling with Prabhupada around the world sometimes was a little difficult.
A cestovať s Prabhupádom po celom svete niekedy to bolo ťažké.
Because Prabhupada, wherever he went, Prabhupada was very regulated.
Pretože Prabhupádom bol všade, kde prišli, veľmi regulovaný.
And he would always go out on his morning walk, whatever, 6 o'clock in the morning, as soon as he arrived someplace.
A on proste stále o 6. chodil na svoju rannú prechádzku, kdekoľvek sa prišlo, aj dokonca vtedy, keď sa len vtedy tam prišlo.
He never disappeared in his room for 1-2 days when he traveled.
he
didn't disappear into his room. You always saw him next that morning. You would see him at
yes,
he would give class.
Že on nikdy jednoducho sa nestratil na 1-2 dní v svojich izbách po nejakej ceste. Hej, ale hneď to ráno sme ho už videli.
And the word jet lag did not exist with Prabhupada.
A to
jet lag.
Yeah.
There was no such term as jet lag with Prabhupada.
No, I don't understand. I thought I understand.
You know, when you fly, jet lag. But
you're
when
tired.
We were with Prabhupada, he didn't hear such excuses.
Always, yes.
As soon as you got to a temple,
you would immediately go into the program. I'm catching. Takže neexistovalo také, že výhovorka na to, že som cestoval tými jet, hej, tými ale v tých časoch to neexistovalo pre ňoho. Jednoducho, keď som prišiel...
Časový rozmer, keď sa časové páslo menej, že tam bolo 8 hodín menej, takže akože on tak nebol unavený a vstal.
No, že ako nešiel nikdy odpočívať, ale...
Kvôli akože tej časovej zmene.
Kvôli časovému pásmu.
So, you have to catch up on time sometimes.
So Prabhupada was transcendental. He could fly for 10 hours arrive 2 a.m. in Delhi, and then he would go on the morning walk at 6 a.m.
Yes. Takže Prabhupád bol, on bol veľmi transcendentálny, že on cestoval teraz 10 hodín a priletel o 2 do Dili a o 6 išiel na ranú prechádzku.
So, but we weren't always so capable of doing what Prabhupád was doing.
Ale my sme neboli proste schopní robiť to, čo Prabhupád robil vždy.
So sometimes we find traveling difficult.
Takže pre nás niekedy to cestovanie bolo ťažké.
That's the reason I'm saying all this was because Paramahamsa and I, we would do different things just to have fun as we travel.
A čo hovorím, tak Paramahamsa a ja, my sme robili rôzne veci, len aby sme sa trošku zabavili počas toho cestovania.
So one of the things we did when Prabhupada would come into the temple, of course, the temple room was always filled with devotees, hundreds of devotees. Every temple Prabhupada went to.
A jednu vec, čo sme robili, keď Prabhupada prišiel do chrámu, samozrejme chrámy boli vždy plné, plno oddaných, lebo všetci čakali na Prabhupadu.
And of course, Prabhupada would sit in the Vyasasana and I would be on one side and Paramahamsa, he would be on the other side.
A samozrejme, Prabhupada sedel na Vyasasane, ja som bol na jednej strane a Paramahamsa na druhej.
So one of the frivolous things we would do was when kirtan was going on and everyone was chanting, we would just look at the devotees chanting.
A jedno z tých vecí, ktoré sme robili, tak keď bežal kirtan, frivolných vecí, tak keď bol kirtan, tak oddaní čentovali, tak my sme sa dívali na nich, ako spievajú.
Because devotees would have all different types of ecstatic looks on their faces when they chanted.
Alebo oddaní, oni majú rôzne ekstatické výrazy na svojich tvárach, keď čentujú.
So we would look for the ones that were the most ecstatic looking.
A my sme sa dívali na jedného, ktorý vyzeral najextatickejšie.
And we would see who could pick the funniest face.
A potom sme sa proste dívali na to, že kto dokáže ako vybrať tú najsrandomnejšiu tvár medzi spomenutými.
We were with Prabhupada every day, so the devotees, they would be just so overwhelmed, but then we would just look at them and appreciate the looks on their faces.
Takže my sme tam boli s Prabhupádom každý deň a oddaní proste tam tancovali v extázi a boli prekonaní to v extázov, ale my sme sa práve zaostrovali na to, že kto má tú tvár ako najsrandovnejšiu.
So Paramahamsa would look at me and he'd go,
a Prabhu Paramahamsa sa na mňa pozeral a mi už ukazoval.
And then I'd do the same, I'd show him the one I found.
A ja som ukazoval zase iného, ktorého som našiel.
We'd see who found the best face.
A takto sme sa pretekali, že
kto
objaví tú najzaujímavejšiu tvár, a my sme sa proste takto smiali a bavili.
But I think sometimes the laughing was just that release of being with Prabhupada.
A niekedy to, ten smiech bol ako forma určitej úľavy toho, že sme bol ako toho bytia s Prabhupádom.
So this was going on for a few weeks.
A toto sa niekoľko týždňov dialo.
So now Prabhupada was in Mexico City.
A teraz Prabhupád bol v Mexico City.
He stayed there for 1 week.
A jeden týždeň tam zostal.
And he was outside on the veranda and I'm giving him his massage.
A on bol vonku na verande a ja som mu robil masáž.
And where I always was when things happened, I was massaging Prabhupada's back. I'm always massaging Prabhupada's back when things happened.
A že vždy, keď sa niečo udialo, tak akurát som vždy vtedy masíroval Prabhupádov chrbát.
So you saw the picture of Paramahamsa.
Takže videli ste obrázok Paramahamsu.
So he was very tall and big round face.
Veľmi vysoký a veľká okrúhla tvár.
So he comes walking in as I'm massaging Prabhupada. He just kind of walks and pops himself down on the floor.
A tak keď som ako masíroval, tak on tam ako vošiel a dal sa na podlahu pokloniť.
And he was very energetic, so he sat up like this.
On bol veľmi energetický, tak sa posadil.
And he just looked at me as I'm massaging Prabhupada.
A on sa na mňa, akurát pozeral na mňa, ako masírujem Prabhupádu.
So he was a secretary, he would come in to ask Prabhupada questions.
On bol sekretár, tak prišiel dovnútra sa spýtať nejaké otázky Prabhupádu.
But he just looked at me.
Ale on sa pozrel na mňa.
And he smiled.
A začal sa smiať.
As soon as I saw his face, I started laughing.
Ako náhle.
Že on sa usmial, no. Ako náhle už všetký tý videl, tak sa začal smiať.
Hej, ale on sa smial. No.
Usmial
sa. Tak usmial. Tak a ako náhle som ja videl jeho tvár, tak som sa začal smiať.
Yeah,
naplno.
Funny face. So it made me laugh.
Keď som videl tú smiešnú tvár, tak som sa začal smiať.
So when Paramahamsa saw me laughing, Paramahamsa starts laughing.
A keď Paramahamsa ma videl, ako sa smiem, tak on sa začal smiať.
So then when I saw Paramahamsa laughing, I just broke down. I couldn't stop laughing.
A keď som videl, ako sa Paramahamsa smeje, tak ma to úplne zlomilo a už som s tým nemohol prestať, som sa rehotal.
Prabhupada's right in between us.
A Prabhupada bol rovno medzi nami.
And I'm massaging Prabhupada and I'm laughing and laughing.
A ja som masíroval Prabhupádu a som sa rehotal.
And I was laughing so hard I start crying and my hands I couldn't massage Prabhupada anymore.
A tak do takej miery, že som ma začal plakať a už som od smiechu a nedokázal som ho masírovať či Prabhupádu.
So then I tried and I'm trying and Paramahamsa's laughing, we're just laughing and laughing.
A ja som sa len skúšal, ja som sa snažil, ale Paramahamsa ten sa len smial a smial.
And then Prabhupada said, what's so funny?
A potom Prabhupada sa spýtal, čo je tu také smiešné.
We both stopped, immediately we just stopped.
A my sme okamžite prestali.
Paramahamsa's sitting there.
A Paramahamsa tam sedel.
And I start massaging Prabhupada's back again.
A ja som opäť začal Prabhupada chrbát
masírovať. I'm going like, say something. I wanted Paramahamsa to say something.
A ja som ukazoval Paramahamsovi, aby niečo teda povedal.
And he just was quiet.
A on bol len ticho.
And I massaged, I said, Prabhupada, I said, I don't know. He said, sometimes when I just see Paramahamsa, I said, I laugh.
A potom som ja povedal, Prabhupada, ja neviem, ja niekedy len zazriem Paramahamsu a začnem sa smiať.
And I'm massaging.
A ďalej som masíroval.
And Prabhupada said, laughing is a Vaishnava activity.
A Prabhupada raví, smiech je vaishnavská činnosť.
Now, but now neither of us are laughing. We're just, and Paramahamsa is sitting there.
Ale teraz už nebolo nutné sa tak smiať, tak som masíroval a Paramahamsa tam.
Prabhupada started talking.
A Prabhupada ale začal rozprávať.
He said, when I was a boy.
A vraví, keď ja som bol chlapec.
He said, sometimes I would accompany my father. He would go to the Ganga.
Tak niekedy som doprevádzal môjho otca, keď išiel ku Gange.
And he said, along the Ganga, he said there were many Paramahamsas.
A pozdĺž Gangy je mnoho Paramahamsov.
He said, and my father, he would bring them gifts.
A môj otec im dával darky.
He would make offerings to them.
A on im obeto proste ponúkal.
Because he said my father, he would always give things to sadhus and then he would ask them for their blessings for his son.
Pretože môj otec, on často dával sadhuom darčeky a prosil ich o požehnania pre svojho syna.
He said, so my father and I, we would go to the Ganga and he would give these offerings to the Paramahamsas.
A tak išli sme ja a môj otec ku Gange a on dával tie obety, tie darčeky tým Paramahamsom.
He said, and sometimes he would give them ganja.
A niekedy im dával ganju.
And I'm massaging Prabhupada and Paramahamsa. What is Prabhupada talking about?
Ja masírujem Prabhupádu a pozerám na Paramahamsu. A čo to Prabhupáda hovorí?
No one's laughing, but we're listening very attentively.
A nikto sa nesmial už, ale sme veľmi pozorne počúvali.
And Prabhupada said, yes. He said, sometimes the Paramahamsas, they'll smoke a little ganja to help control their senses.
A Prabhupáda povedal, áno, niekedy Paramahamsovia, oni páčili trošku ganji, aby kontrolovali svoje zmysly, aby si pomohli.
Wow. you smoke marijuana to control your senses.
A že wow, že ako oni fajčili marihuany, aby kontrolovali svoje zmysly.
And then Prabhupada looked at Paramahamsa.
A potom sa Prabhupada pozrel na Paramahamsu.
He said, but not you, Paramahamsa.
A potom hovorí, ale nie ty, Paramahamsa.
And then Prabhupada started laughing about him.
A potom sa Prabhupada začal úplne smiať.
Slapping his knee.
Začal si búchať po kolene.
He's laughing so hard. Postene,
a tak sa smial, prepukol.
And me and Paramahamsa are just sitting.
A ja Paramahamsa sa sme tam len sedeli.
So Prabhupada, he had the last laugh.
A Prabhupada, on mal ten posledný smiech.
And Prabhupada was so expert.
Prabhupada bol taký expert.
I never told that story for 30 years. I could never tell that story because I didn't understand it.
A ja som po 30 rokov tento príbeh ako nerozprával, lebo ja som ho nemohol pochopiť.
How could you tell devotees, Prabhupada said sometimes, Paramahamsas, they would smoke ganja.
Ako to môžete povedať o daným taký príbeh, že Prabhupada povedal, že niekedy Paramahamsovia fajčili ganju.
So Prabhupada saw us two laughing for nothing. Prabhupada said laughing is Vaishnava sport.
Takže Prabhupada nás videl, ako sa smejeme len tak z ničoho nič a povedal, akože smiech je vaishnavská činnosť.
But then he immediately told this story.
A potom okamžite povedal ten príbeh.
And he kept calling the sadhus Paramahamsas.
A on ďalej pokračoval v tom, že sadhuov nazýval Paramahamsas.
He didn't call them sadhus. He kept saying Paramahamsas, Paramahamsas, Paramahamsas.
On ich nevolal, že sadhu, ale stále pokračoval v tom, že ich volal Paramahamsa.
Because his disciple's name was Paramahamsa.
Pretože meno jeho žiaka bolo Paramahamsa.
So then he said, not you, Paramahamsa.
Ale potom povedal, ale nie ty, Paramahamsa.
But I still didn't quite understand.
Ale ja napriek tomu som to plne ako nepochopil.
So a few years ago I was speaking with Paramahamsa.
Ale pred pár rokmi som sa rozprával s Paramahamsom.
And we were talking and laughing all these stories.
A my sme sa rozprávali a smiali nad tými príbehmi.
And I said, you remember that story?
A spýtal som sa, pamätáš si na tento príbeh?
Paramahamsa said, yeah.
Áno.
He said, you know, he said, I became a devotee, I was 17.
A vraví, keď som sa stal odaným, ja som mal 17.
He said, I had never been on a date with a girl. He said, I'd never been with a girl, nothing, he said.
A vraví, ja som dokonca dovtedy nikdy nemal ani nejaké dievča, ako nič som nerobil.
He said, but when I became a devotee, I have one attachment.
Ale keď som sa stal odaným, som mal jednu pripútanosť.
He said, smoking marijuana.
Fajčil som marihuanu.
He said it was very difficult to give up.
A bolo to pre mňa veľmi ťažké sa to zdať.
He said Prabhupada knew me so well.
Pravý Prabhupada ma poznal tak dobre.
So Prabhupada didn't just tell a funny story, he gave him an instruction.
Takže Prabhupada nehovoril len ako srandovný príbeh, ale on mu dal ako inštrukciu.
So he could do everything at the same time.
Takže on mohol robiť všetko naraz.
He could tell a story, laugh, give an instruction to his disciple.
On nám hovoril príbeh, smial sa a ešte zároveň dával pokyn svojmu žiakovi.
He made fun of us.
A tiež si s nás robil srandu.
Because he knew his disciples, Prabhupada could understand this.
Pretože on poznal svojich žiakov, Prabhupada to chápa.
But he was so funny.
A on bol tak srandovný, mal zmysel pre
zábavný.
And he could laugh more than anyone and louder than anyone.
A dokázal sa smiať ako ktokoľvek iný, viac ako ktokoľvek iný.
Not just like Karandar would.
Nie ako Karandar, ktorý bol stále vážny.
Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada had all the different qualities, all the emotions.
Krishna vedomie má všetky rôzne kvality, rôzne emócie.
So everyone understand that story?
Tak každý
don't misunderstand.
Takže neinterpretujte si to nejak nesprávne.
Yeah, it's not a story to give you the write the smoke marijuana. That's
takže to nie je príbeh, ktorý nám akože nás priniesie k tomu, že začneme teraz fajčiť marihuanu. To nie je ten bod.
We had no idea where Prabhupada was going with that story. We had no idea till the very end. He was so good, his punchline was just so perfect.
A my sme celý až do úplného konca, my sme vôbec nemali ani najmenší nápad, čo tým chce Prabhupada povedať.
Yeah. You know, it was just perfect.
On bol proste...
He just had us on the edge. We were just... couldn't imagine what he was going to say next.
On bol proste dokonalý, proste on to držal na tej špičke vlastne celý čas, hej, a my sme nemali šajnu, že ako to skončí a čo
tým chce. Thought maybe he was going to introduce a new process for us.
Možno, že ide nám proste zaviesť nejaký nový proces pre nás.
Hot milk and marijuana. And go to bed.
Teplé mlieko z marihuanu. Ale Prabhupada sekol.
So, any questions? We have a few minutes left.
Nejaká otázka? Máme ešte zo pár minút.
Today is a kodasi.
Niečo o tom, že tam tedy Prabhupada spomínal, že vlastne, že Prabhupada vždycky vedel, keď tam nebol.
You mentioned that Prabhupada, he always knew when you were not present, when where you were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain it a little more?
I mean, there's other similar kind of stories, or just like even about the chatter. You know, Prabhupada just always knew what was going on in my mind.
Takže to je podobných viacej takýchto príbehov a napríklad ako s tým čadarom včera bolo. Hej, Prabhupada vždy vedel, čo sa deje v mojej mysli.
Once, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because Prabhupada, if I wasn't there, Prabhupada would ring the bell, and somebody else would have to go in, because sometimes you would have to go somewhere, do something for a few minutes in his service.
Raz Tamal Krishna Maharaj tam bol, lebo niekedy sa stalo, že Prabhupada zvonil zvonec a ja som tam nebol, tak hoci kto zaskočil, lebo niekedy musíš si niekde odskočiť proste na chvíľu.
So after one instance where Tamal Krishna Maharaj had to answer the bell because I wasn't there.
Tak raz takto Tamal Krishna Maharaj reagoval na ten zvonček, lebo ja som tam nebol.
When I came, Tamal looked at me and he just shook his head.
A keď som prišiel, tak Tamal sa na mňa dívala, len kýval svojou hlavou.
He said, Shruta Kirti, he said, you're so fortunate.
A vraj, Shruta Kirti, ty si tak šťastný.
He said, you're going to go back to Godhead just because Prabhupada's going to ring his bell and say, where's Shruta Kirti?
Že ty ideš späť k Bohu len za to, že Prabhupada proste zvoní na zvonec a braví, kde je Shruta Kirti.
I thought that was really... good fortune.
Je fakt veľké šťastie.
Ksud, for so many times ring the bell.
Toľko, tak dlho proste zvonil na ten zvonček.
I heard the story few weeks ago about authority in this time in 70 years in Germany, which was so really strict, and I think it was Paramahamsa did what like to explode the slaughterhouses. What is this, Paramahamsa or some different person?
I don't
know.
Hamsa Duda.
Hamsa
Duda. Different Hamsa.
Ja som takto spýtať, či Šrila Prabhupada pri tých prekladoch používal aj nejaké knižky od predovších Ačariov v tej fyzickej podobe, alebo či všetko z pamäti.
While translating his books, did Srila Prabhupada use also physically the books of previous acharyas, or was it from his memory?
No, he had, when he did Bhagavatam, he had a few books in front of him.
Takže keď prekladal Bhagavatam, tak on mal proste niekoľko z tých kníh rovno pred sebou.
He had one book we called the Black Bhagavatam.
A mal jednu knihu, ktorú nazývame Černý Bhagavatam.
And the Black Bhagavatam had every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam.
A on tam bol každý verš Srimad Bhagavatamu.
In Sanskrit.
V sanskrite.
And that's all it had.
A to bolo všetko, čo tam bolo.
Then he had other book he would put on his desk. It was a big book.
A potom mal ešte ďalšiu knihu, ktorú mal na stolíku, a to bola veľká kniha.
We called that the Green Bhagavatam.
My sme ho nazývali Zelený Bhagavatam.
So there was one volume for every canto.
A bol tam jednak ako kniha pre každý spev.
And this was in, I think, in Bengali.
A myslím, že to bolo v bengalštine.
And it had purports by like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sridhar Swami.
A malo to komentáre ako od Vishwanath Chakravarti.
About a half a dozen, about six different acharyas had commentaries.
Možno od šiestich rôznych acharyov tam boli komentáre.
So Prabhupada would read the verse and he would read those.
A Prabhupada čítal ten vers a čítal tie komentáre.
And then he would give us his purport.
A potom on dal nám svoj význam.
In conjunction with what they had written and with his own realization of us, what we needed.
Spojení s tým, čo oni napísali, a tiež ako s jeho realizáciami podľa toho, čo ako my potrebujeme.
And he would do this every morning.
A on to robil každé ráno.
Somewhere between, you know, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock, this would be going on for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Niekde v tom časovom období medzi 1 a 5 hodinou, niekedy to trvalo hodinu, niekedy 2, niekedy 3.
So every day he did that.
Každý deň to robil.
And he considered that his most important service.
A on to považoval za najdôležitejšiu službu.
And then he would get ready and go on the morning walk, and then he would have a complete day after that.
A potom on bol pripravený ísť na ranú prechádzku a potom mal ako úplne celý deň ako fungoval.
That's what was so amazing, was so many different things that Prabhupada was doing.
Tak to bolo, čo bolo tak úžasné, že toľko rôznych vecí robil.
If he had never even come to America and just translated these books, that would have been considered the most amazing.
Ak by on nikdy neprišiel do Ameriky a len by preložil tie knižky, tak to už by bolo považované za tú najúžasnejšiu službu.
Or if he just started temples everywhere and didn't do any books, it would have been considered amazing.
Alebo keby len proste založil tie temply všade a neurobil okrem toho nič iné, tak už len to samé o sebe by bolo niečo úžasné.
But that he did all these different things.
Ale on ho urobil všetko, všetky tie rôzne veci.
That's just extraordinary.
A to je proste výnimočné.
And that's just, that was Prabhupada.
To bol Prabhupada.
So there's no one can compare to Srila Prabhupada or what he did.
Nikto sa nemôže zrovnať s tým, čo urobil Srila Prabhupada.
And no one can take credit for bringing Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness anywhere in the world except for Srila Prabhupada.
A nikto si nemôže nemôže mať ten kredit za rozšírenie vedomia Krishnu po celom svete okrem Srila Prabhupada.
So whoever comes now, whether the disciples of my god brothers or Gaudiya Math people, whatever it may be, it's all because of one person.
A ktokoľvek teraz príde, či už žiaci mojich duchovných bratov alebo Gaudiya Math, hej, tak to všetko proste len kvôli jednej osobe.
So that's Srila Prabhupada.
A to je Srila Prabhupada.
Actually,
yesterday
you said you
want
to finish a story about the
younger widow. Ah, yes. Do that now? Do we have time for that now? Is
it
okay?
If you're not too tired.
Is that okay? We have time?
Yes. Yeah?
Okay. Yes. That's a nice story. So, this was in
1973.
And this was in Los Angeles, New Dwarka.
Los Angeles, Nové Baráky.
So my god sister, her husband had been shot and killed. Shot.
Moja duchovná sestra, jej manžel bol zastrelený, zabitý.
So now she was just maybe 23 years old.
A mala zhruba 23 rokov.
And she had a 3-year-old daughter.
A mala trojročnú dcéru.
So her brother was also a devotee.
A jej brat bol tiež oddaný.
They were both from New York.
Oni obidvaja boli z New Yorku.
So after a year or so had gone by,
tak potom ako nejaké roky prešli,
her brother was concerned for her that now she was this young girl with a child and she had no husband.
Tak jej brat proste sa mal starosť o ňu a je ako mladá žena a nemá muža.
So they came to me and he said, we would like to go see Srila Prabhupada.
A prišli za mnou a rádi by sme radi navštívili Srilu Prabhupádu.
And he wanted to discuss the possibility that she could get married in the future.
A on chcel s ním prediskutovať tú možnosť, že či by sa ona mohla vydať nejak v budúcnosti.
So I told Prabhupada and he said, yes, they can come.
Tak som to povedal Prabhupádovi, áno, môžu prísť.
So her brother, he was very intelligent devotee.
A jej brat bol veľmi inteligentný oddaný.
Read Prabhupada's books a lot.
Mnoho čítal Prabhupádove knihy.
And she was very shy, nice devotee girl.
A ona bola veľmi taká plachá, pekná, oddaná.
So she got someone to watch her daughter and we all went in together and sat down.
A ona niekoho tam dali, aby proste strážil pri dverách a my sme všetci išli dnu a posadili sa.
So her brother started talking to Prabhupada, explaining what had happened.
A ten brat začal vysvetľovať Prabhupádovi, čo sa stalo.
And now he has his sister's young unmarried girl with a daughter.
A tak tu teraz máme ako tú jeho sestru, nevydatú s dcérou.
And she's going to need to be protected.
A proste potrebovala by byť nejak ochraňovaná.
To him that means maybe she should be able to get married.
Takže možno, že či by ako mala sa vydať.
So Prabhupada listened. Prabhupada would never just, when someone started speaking, Prabhupada wouldn't just interrupt them, just say, no, this, you have to do this. You have. Prabhupada just listened to everything he had to say.
Prabhupada počúval, on nikdy nikoho neprerušil počas toho, keď mu niekto hovoril. On len počúval, hej, a čakal, kým mu tá osoba povie všetko, čo chce.
But Prabhupada wasn't convinced by what he had said.
Ale Prabhupada nebol presvedčený tým, čo povedal.
And Prabhupada said, maybe not such a good idea.
A povedal, možno to nie je taký dobrý nápad.
And he said, what is the guarantee that the man she marries, he'll be any better than the previous man?
Kde je tá garancia, že ten muž, ktorého si vezme, bude lepší ako ten predtým?
He said, the difficulty in society today, he said women are not chaste.
A povedal, že ten problém v dnešnej spoločnosti je, že ženy nie sú cnostné.
He said in men, he said they're not qualified, they don't take proper care of their wives.
The men
are not qualified as good husband.
A muži tí nie sú kvalifikovaní ako dobrí manželia a nesprávnym spôsobom sa starajú ženy.
They don't provide properly and take care of their wives.
Nestarajú sa o ne a nedajú im čo treba.
And protect them.
A nechránia ich.
He said, so best thing is he said to her, you make Krishna your husband.
A povedal, tak najlepšia vec je, aby si urobila z Krišnu svojho manžela.
He said that would be the best thing.
A to bude to najlepšie.
She was just a young girl.
A ona bola mladá dievča.
And Prabhupada quoted different shlokas.
Prabhupada citoval rôzne šloky.
And that was the end of the meeting.
A to bol koniec stretnutia.
So she accepted what Prabhupada had said.
A ona prijala to, čo Prabhupada povedal.
So for her this meant now she was going to be a widow.
Takže pre ňu to znamenalo, že bude vdova.
And she's going to put on white. This is one of the first women in ISKCON who put on white.
A ona sa teda proste dala do bieleho. To bola jedna z prvých v ISKCONe.
But she really wanted Prabhupada to see that she was going to do her best and follow his instruction.
A ona chcela ale fakt proste, aby Prabhupada videl, že ona sa snaží, ako sa len dá naplniť jeho pokyn.
But she didn't want to write a letter.
Ale ona nechcela písať proste nejaký list.
She wanted Prabhupada to see her in white.
Ale chcela, aby ho Prabhupada videl v tom bielom.
So, of course, Prabhupada left shortly thereafter.
Samozrejme, Prabhupada krátko na to odišiel.
And he came back months later.
A o mesiac sa vrátil.
To Los Angeles.
Do Los Angeles.
So now she was a widow.
A teraz bola ako vdova.
And she had to think of how Prabhupada could see her out of hundreds of devotees who were going to be there all the time. How Prabhupada would just see her.
A ona premýšľala, že ako Prabhupada si to všimne, keď tam boli stovky oddaných, hej, ako...
So she came up with a plan.
Tak vymyslela plán.
Like a Mekala came up with a similar plan.
Ako Mekala prišla sa s podobným plánom.
So she decided the best place to see Prabhupada is in the airport.
A ona sa rozhodla, že najlepšie miesto, ako stretnúť Prabhupadu, je na letisku.
Now imagine, when Prabhupada would come to the airport after not being there for months and months, there'd be hundreds of devotees just in ecstasy.
A len si predstavte, že Prabhupada prichádza na letisko potom, ako tam nebol už mesiace. A takže tam boli stovky a stovky oddaných v extázi.
So it wasn't an easy thing to do either.
Takže to tiež nebola jednoduchá vec teda tam.
But she knew just where Prabhupada would come in and everywhere he had to walk.
A ona ale presne vedela, že keď Prabhupada príde, že kadiaľ pôjde.
So she knew she couldn't see him at the gate because that's where all the devotees were.
A ona vedela, že pri dverách ho nemôže ako vidieť, stretnúť, lebo tam boli všetci oddaní.
But she knew in Los Angeles after you went through the gate you walked down the hallway.
Ale vedela, že v Los Angeles, ako prejdeš dverami, tak ideš tou dlhou cestou ešte.
And then you had to go down an escalator.
A potom musíte ísť tými chodiacimi schodmi dole.
So she thought the best place was to wait at the bottom of the escalator.
Takže premýšľala, že najlepšie miesto je čakať dole pri tých chodiacich schodoch.
Because when Prabhupada walked in the airport, he was just surrounded by his devotees.
A keď Prabhupada ako kráčal po tom letisku, tak bol obkolesený oddanými.
So there was never anyone in front of him. He was just devotees all around banging drums and kartels. And...
A nikdy nebol nikto pred ním. Boli tak okolo len a všetci hrali na mridangy kartály.
So she had her daughter with her, a 3-year-old daughter. And she just waited at the bottom of the escalator.
A ona mala za sebou tú trojročnú dceru a čakala proste tam na spodku tých schodov chodiacich.
While everything was going on, she just sat there and chanted.
A všetko tam sa dialo hore a ona tam len čakala a čentovala.
So everything happened perfectly. Prabhupada walked along the corridor.
A všetko sa stalo ako presne, dokonale. Prabhupada tam prešiel tou chodbou.
So when they got to the escalator, Prabhupada would be the first one. He would go onto the escalator.
A keď prišli k tým chodiacim schodom, tak Prabhupada mal ísť ako prvý.
And none of us would ever go in front of him.
A nikdy nikto z nás nešiel pred ním.
So then there was this long escalator going down. Another one coming up. And the escalator is going down, and Prabhupada's right in the front.
A čiže Prabhupada tam teda išiel a boli to také dlhé schody, išli dole a vedľa boli iné, ktorí išli hore a Prabhupada bol prvý.
And then all the devotees are, you know, bullying their way to be next behind Prabhupada. They're all squeezing.
A hneď za ním boli potom všetci oddaní na tých schodoch a sa tam tlačili a...
So the escalator is just slowly going down.
A schody išli pomaly dole.
And at the bottom is this devotee girl with her hands folded, she's just looking up at Prabhupada. It's just her and him. That was it.
A dole je tam táto Mataji so zloženými rukami a díva sa na Prabhupadu, takže tam bola len ona a on.
And her daughter is right beside her with a garland. A holding up a garland for Prabhupada.
Hned vedľa bola jej dcera s girlandou pre Prabhupadu.
So he goes further and further down and Prabhupada sees them both standing there.
A takže ako išiel dole, Prabhupada ich tam videl, ako stoja.
So Prabhupada smiles at them.
A Prabhupada sa začal na ne smiať.
So just that smile, that's all you needed. Your whole life was Prabhupada's smile at you once.
A ten úsmev, to je všetko, čo vlastne si potreboval. Celý život, whole life. You.
In your whole life, if you Prabhupada smiled at you once, your whole life was perfect.
Ak sa na vás Prabhupada len raz za celý život zasmial, ak sa zasmial, tak celý váš život bol dokonalý.
You would never forget that look Prabhupada gave you.
Vy nikdy ste už nezabudli na ten pohľad, ktorý vám Prabhupada daroval.
Because that look of genuine love he had.
Pretože to bol pohľad úprimnej lásky, ktorú mal.
So escalator is going down, getting closer and closer.
Tak schody šli dole a už sa približovali.
And she has her white sari on, covered her head.
A mala oblečené to svoje biele sari a pokrytú hlavu.
And escalator comes down and the little girl, she's reaching up with the garland.
A schody prichádzali dole a to malé dievčatko už čakalo s girlandou.
So Prabhupada reached the landing.
Prabhupada dosiahol k tej pevnej spode, prišiel.
So her daughter, Prabhupada bends over and the daughter putting the garland on Prabhupada.
Prabhupada sa zohol a tá dcerka jej dala, mu dala girlandu.
And right behind Prabhupada is the first, the stairs are coming down.
A hneď za Prabhupadom ten schod išiel ako dole.
So Prabhupada just standing there, looking at them and the girls putting the garland on.
A Prabhupada tam len proste stál a díval sa na to dievčatko, ako mu dáva tú girlandu.
And all the devotees are piling down the escalator.
A všetci ostatní oddaní sa tam proste hromadili a padali vlastne, ako tie schody išli.
And they have nowhere to go. Prabhupada's right there at the edge. There's nowhere they could go.
A nemali kde ísť, lebo Prabhupada tam stál rovno pri tom východe.
There's all these big sannyasis, Tamal Krishna, you know, and Sudama and the temple president, and they're all start turning around and they're pushing everybody up out of the way, so you can't touch Prabhupada.
A všetci tí veľkí sannyasi, Tamal Krishna a Sudama, temple president, tak oni proste začali všetkých ostatných tlačiť naspäť, lebo nikto sa nemohol dotknúť Prabhupádu.
So they're jumping off the sides.
A vyskakovali na strany. A
and they're jumping onto the escalator going up. So they're going up the other way.
A na tie vedľajšie schody preskakovali a išli hore zase.
And there are hundreds of devotees just, and Prabhupada just standing there and he's looking and he's smiling. How are you?
A stovky odaní sa tam tak. A Prabhupada len proste sa smial a pýtal sa, ako sa ti darí. A
so then finally Prabhupada started walking and everybody started walking.
A nakoniec Prabhupada sa pohol dopredu a všetci potom tiež.
So she had that moment with Prabhupada that he could see that she was doing what he wanted, so she felt so happy.
A ona teda dosiahla to, že Prabhupada mohol vidieť, že nasleduje ten princíp a bola tak šťastná z toho.
Okay. That's okay for this morning. So everyone comes to the Govindas in the afternoon?
Yes. Yes.
And then guests come?
Yes.
Mostly the devotee guests?
Most of them. Yeah. Most of them. At least regular visitors. I
yeah, regular. So okay. So they're all familiar with Srila Prabhupada somewhat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah. All glories to the assembled devotees.
Yeah. Yeah.